Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR, Sirius XM Channel 141, 96.3 HD2 and 98.3 FM. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Have you been outside lately? Well, gone are the days of the oppressive heat and humidity. Time for cool breezes and cool looks for the fall. Are you ready to look your fall fashion best this year? Our fashion experts are here to help you with head-to-toe tips. Lauren Everett is a DC fashion blogger. Antonia Porter is a creative and lifestylist. These are ladies in the know, and so it's time to give them a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet me at HFisher, WHUR, or follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. Hey, I got to tell you, it's so good to have you all in.
Good evening.
Hey, good to see you, Lauren. Tania, what's happening?
How you doing?
I'm good. What's happening? Happy fall.
Happy fall, finally.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Let us talk first about some basics. Okay, summer is gone. Fall is here. Let me start with you, Tania. Before we even get into the fashion piece, can we talk about some basics, the transition from fall, from summer to fall? What should you look at first?
Outerwear. That's my answer to everything, outerwear, because it's really easy to transition a summer piece to a fall piece with a blazer, a jacket, a cardigan. Not cold enough for a heavy coat yet. The weather's still really iffy. It might be 50 degrees in the morning, 80 degrees at lunchtime, and 50 degrees again at night. So it's easy to still transition your late summer pieces by focusing on outerwear.
When you say, what do you mean? Because are we talking about material?
I'm talking about jacket. So you might have a denim jacket, a blazer, a little leather jacket. You know, women like to wear cardigans, men as well. So it can be a knit, a lighter knit, something that's not too heavy, still breathable. They have different types of leathers that can accommodate the fall also. It doesn't have to be as heavy. And a denim jacket always, year-round, in my opinion.
Denim again? So that hasn't changed.
Denim, that's a staple.
Denim forever?
Denim forever. Seriously, a good classic denim jacket will last you forever with anything.
Okay. So I like that. I like that. But anything as it relates to, I don't know, any trends that we need to know about this fall?
Yes, go ahead, Lauren. I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I would just jump in and say, denim is always a staple, but I think one thing that we're doing this season is trying to be a little... I'm sorry.
Go right ahead.
Oh, I was saying one thing I just think we're doing different this year is being just a little different with our denim. So I've seen a lot of fringe jackets. I've seen a lot of jackets that have different decals, and people are putting a little bit more of their personality in with that denim. So I would say just to add some flavor and some flair to that, that's definitely what I would add to a denim jacket. But in terms of trends right now, black boots are in style in any type of form. So if you think about the 70s, Harold, which I know you know very well. Some of those black forms,
whoa!
Right?
Wait a minute. Was some that those, shade?
It wasn't shade.
That was a little shady.
I have to do that. I haven't talked to you or seen you in so long. It's great to hear your voice.
I don't know. That was a pine tree or a palm tree, but go ahead.
I was going to say those platform boots are definitely making a comeback. A lot of folks are wearing those with shorter mini skirts, so I would definitely say that's a trend. Any type of combat boot where you can play around with like funky metal or funky laces, things like that. Those combat boots are back. And then the classic knee highs, or if you're daring, some thigh highs. So a great black boot and like a leather type of material, maybe a suede, is definitely a trend right now.
Okay. Okay, so before we go high fashion, let's talk to the regular folks, okay? Because this time last year, no one was going anywhere. Everybody was staying in the house. The big fall fashion tip was pajamas, because it was a transition from a summer of COVID to a fall of COVID. There was no going out. We were in the midst of a shutdown. And so now people are getting out this summer. People are getting out this fall. People are ready to have at it and have just a boatload of fun. So is there a different attitude this year when it comes to clothes compared to last year?
I would just say quickly, I just came from Fashion Week in New York, and there was a lot of joy there, I would say. Of course, this Fashion Week was a preview for spring and summer, but I would say overall, from those who were walking the streets, you seeing editors and influencers, there was a lot of joy in clothing. So I think there's a recognition that we are, you know, happy to be out. We're cautious at the same time, but I think in terms of colors and what people are playing around with, I think there's an overall joy feeling about dressing. But in terms of, like, speaking to regular people, everyday people, what I wear on everyday life, I think that same attitude around comfort has stayed. So even though we were sitting in the house in pajamas, people are still walking around in some sort of pajama. Like, the sweatsuit is making a comeback. There's those really comfortable matching sets are making a comeback. People are mixing their button downs and their sweatpants to still be comfortable, or walking out in their Fabletics or their tights to still be comfortable, because they will be running out to the store, maybe to brunch quickly, and going right back home. So I think that joy is there when you see people out. There's a smile under their mask and they're wearing colors, but they're also still very comfortable, not, you know, really, you know, being extravagant just yet. So I think that comfort is a staple, just like we had last year.
You know, Tanea, I agree with that, because now, you know, walking the streets, as we see this transition from summer to fall, I do see a lot of colors, not just for women, but I see a lot of color for men as well. Tanea, can you hear me?
Yes, I was going to say, color is definitely affects your mood also. So I think it's probably a lot more intent behind it. And just, you know, once something has been taken away, when you get it back, you have to go from 0 to 100. So it's like you went from being in the house. Most people might even still be working from home. And now that you have a chance to just get out and be seen and celebrate and socialize, it's some of the things that you may have waited for a special occasion to wear, or maybe you thought that color was inappropriate for, you know, happy hour or for dinner with your friends. Now is the time. And plus, we have whole wardrobes that we purchased that we couldn't wear last year.
Okay. Let me go to the phone lines. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about fall fashion, making sure you put your best fall looks forward. You know, the weather has changed. And look, time to look good. Time to look good. You don't have to worry about getting too sweaty, too stinky. Because this has been a rough summer. You want to call it global warming, whatever you want to call it. It was a rough summer. Really, really hot. But now this is definitely clothing weather. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Wanda, calling from Upper Marlboro. Wanda, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, this is my favorite. I love fall so much. And I love what young lady said about wearing like a different form of pajama. We're all in this COVID era, and you know, all of us have pretty much gotten a little fluffy. But the pajama, type of wardrobe is so comfortable. And you know, even a sweatsuit or even leggings with maybe a longer cardigan over it with some boots or something. You know, something just comfortable is my jam. Honestly, I love just being comfortable. comfortable. I forgot what it meant to be comfortable. You know, we just learned this all over again in the last couple of years. That comfort is everything. I was strutting with high heel boots and what have you, but now I'm just like loving comfort above all else.
You know what? She makes an excellent point. How do you have, and I don't want to speak for you, Wanda, but how do you look, you know, fly and still be, you know, comfortable without being frumpy? Lauren?
Yeah.
I mean, you jump. It's radio. You can jump right in.
Okay.
Come on, ladies.
Lauren, go ahead. You can take that, Lauren.
Thank you. I was just going to say that, well, part of the question Wanda already stated when she was talking about matching some of your tights with longer shirts, similar to what we were talking about earlier, adding that blazer or that jacket that we were mentioning, possibly like a longer line blazer or a leather bomber that you may have had in your closet for a while, or that denim jacket we were talking about, instantly provides that oomph or that sophistication to those tights. Or a lot of folks are playing around with different sneakers, different Nikes, different colors. I've seen so many New Balances, Reeboks, Adidas, like sneakers are also adding that flair as well. So I would say to add a fun jacket or a structured blazer if you're trying to dress it up, or a cool sneaker, and then, you know, you don't look frumpy.
And also, I'm sorry, Lauren, I wanted to add.
Please, go ahead. Jump right in.
It also can make a difference in what does your hair look like? Because, like, fixing your hair a certain way and throwing on a little bit of makeup can completely change the tone of your look also.
What do you mean by that? Talk to me about that. Because I think that's a really, that kind of sets the mood for how you're looking.
So I'll give an example. The same sweatsuit, you could run errands during the day in a pair of sneakers with a bun. And at night, you can throw a heel on and either keep your bun in, change your jewelry or accessories, put on some lipstick and some liner, and go to happy hour. Because athleisure, like you said, comfort is still a thing. And even though for some it can come off as frumpy, it can also be really sexy, depending on how you dress it up, play it up, play it down.
Okay. How about that, Wanda? Does that work for you? Wanda, are you still there? I think we may have lost Wanda. But hopefully that works for her. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about fall fashion, helping you get it together as the temperatures drop. Let's talk a little bit about that New York Fashion Week, Lauren. How has it changed compared to years past? It's not post-COVID, but it is a different kind of situation since pre-COVID.
We're adjusting, just like everybody else is adjusting to this new normal. I don't think we'll ever go back to what we were or where we were before. But in terms of Fashion Week, I think everyone was very smart with how they managed the shows and put them on. So usually you would have a crowded space with a whole bunch of people sitting cramped looking at one runway. This year there were more rooftops, there were more bigger warehouses, there were larger types of spaces so that people would feel more comfortable when they were going from place to place. And I would also say the good thing is that there was more diversity on the runway and in terms of who was showing. I think this whole time, in addition to the coronavirus, the Black Lives Matter movement brought diversity to the forefront more than before. So we saw a lot of Black women designers, a lot of Black models, different size diversity. So there were some stark differences there, and I think it's going in the right direction.
What do you think, you know, and I don't want to talk too much politics, but just a little bit. What do you think is the trickle-down effect of what we will see on the streets, of what people were wearing based on what you saw over the past couple of weeks in New York?
Well, like I was saying before, I think with the combination of the Black Lives Matter movement and the coronavirus pandemic, a lot of folks were home. A lot of folks were forced to confront diversity and issues around diversity and how that related to fashion. The one it bag that I have to say, tell, you know, everyone is who's on the phone, whether they are an everyday person or a fashionista, everybody was wearing independent designers. And one big designer right now is Telfar, who's a young African-American male designer. He has this shopping bag with this T-circle logo that you've probably seen before. But some of those things where you would see like more luxury pieces only certain people would wear, his thing is fashion for everybody. And now you're having much more accessible luxury fashion for everyday people. And I think that's what we'll see more on the streets. It's not just certain people having certain things, but there'll just be more accessibility across the board to have a great leather vegan shopping bag that you match with jeans or what have you. So I think there'll be that trickle down with some more of those independent designers that we all like to watch and copy.
I do want to ask about that after the break, too. I want to get your opinions about that. I was doing some virtual window shopping. I'm not buying anything right now. But I was doing some virtual window shopping, and I did see that, you know, faux leather, a lot of that stuff now. Interesting trend. I want to ask you both about that after the break. Also, we're going to talk to Bridget, calling from D.C., and Devon, calling from District Heights. They have comments or questions, so please do not hang up. We're talking about fashion this fall as the weather changes with our fashion experts. Stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. John Mons is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This conversation continues on Sirius XM 96.3 HD2, the app, and 98.3 FM in just a bit. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking about fall fashion with the experts. They're here to help you with head-to-toe tips. Yes, indeed. We are here with Tania Porter. She is a creative and lifestylist. Also, Lauren Everett, a D.C. fashion blogger. You can tweet me at HFisherWHUR or follow me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. I tell you, this is the time of year that a lot of people really show their creativity, because you can put a little more on, you get your layers done, and whether you're shopping or shopping in your closet and finding some things that perhaps you may have purchased that you couldn't wear last year and now you can. Lord knows I'm doing that. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go to Bridget. Hey, Bridget, calling from D.C. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, how are you all doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine. Go right ahead.
My thing, I'm a mature person, and I like to ask the question, what is considered being well-dressed or trend followers? Because I tend to find that people spend a lot of money for stuff. I'm one of those people, I'm like you. I have to have quality. I have to have wool, fabric, not this polyester synthetic stuff. So what would you define as a well-dressed person? And then I would like you also to comment on, I saw a stylist that was talking about the undergarments that people tend not to understand. When you look well-dressed, the undergarments make a difference, too. And I see a lot of young women that it's a cute outfit, but it's just not designed for your body type. So if she could just kind of address that.
Can I ask you, Bridget, how mature are you?
So let me see. Well, my days at HU, we were singing, "One Campus Under a Groove." How about that? Okay,
you're ever so slightly more mature than I am.
Okay.
You hear that, Tania?
But
yeah.
I'm a size 4 and I'm a size 6.
Hey, but you know what?
Yeah.
It's not your age. It's how you feel.
This is most definitely true.
You know,
because my niece and I think she's 35 now. And I think I'm 37, something like that. It switches up and down. But one of the most important things that I find when you talk about dressing, you know, many women today don't dress their body type. Many people don't understand what it is to be well-dressed. I used to be in retail, and I think people today will buy anything because of a name. I used to be a handbag manager, and I thought one of the most poorest-made bags many times was a Fendi or a Louis Vuitton, that vinyl. So I think sometimes when we talk about fashion, it's good to know what is quality, what is really well made, you know, what lasts you. Clothes are not only just to be worn for now, but it's an investment. And if we keep our health together, there are many pieces that I have that are Calvin Klein I've had for years, but I'm a size 4 and I'm a size 6.
Yeah.
I keep myself healthy. So that's what I want to understand for young people to understand. What is it to be well-dressed, to be dressed for the occasion, for the, you know, for the event? You know, what is it to be well-dressed, and what is to be trend-setting? I think there's a difference. I like to see what they feel about that.
Well, sure. Tanea, you go first, and then we'll have Lauren chime in. That's a great question. Questions.
Okay. I have a few points with that. One, in my opinion, well-dressed is the fit of your clothes, just how they fit to your body type, to your point. So depending on how your clothes fit. Number two, the rest of your grooming, just the rest of the grooming that's involved with your overall appearance. I think labels, material are secondary when it comes to fit, because you can cheapen the look of something if it doesn't fit properly. As far as trends, everything comes back around. I'm not really big on trends. I try to keep up with some of the pieces just because I love fashion. But as long as my clothes fit properly, you'll see me wear something from 2 seasons ago.
Mm.
So I'm all about the fit.
And she also mentioned the undergarment thing.
Yes. Shapewear. And they have it for men also. Dressing for your body type. Definitely the right size bra. Majority of women aren't even sized properly for their bra size. That can make a difference in how your t-shirts even fit. Proper bras, proper bottoms, body suits, hosiery, all of those things count in the overall fit and appearance.
Mm. You know, can I comment before we go to Lauren about the whole shapewear thing for men? You know where I buy my shapewear? In the kitchen and in the gym. Okay, I said it. that's where I buy my shapewear. I'm not doing men's girdles. I refuse. I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. But that's,
and the one thing.
Yeah.
If I could just add one thing that's very important, is that when you're creating your style, I think your style should be about your personality. I think your style should reflect your confidence in yourself. And I would say to young women, because I can happily say I'm 61 years old, I'll be 62, and I can still wear some of my clothes from my days at Howard. And it's because you have to stay healthy-minded and healthy-body. It's not cute to have flab. It's not cute, because when you get older and your muscle tone begins to change, you'll wish that you stayed in the gym early. Some people are natural like that. But you will wish that you took care of your body so that you don't look like some of the women that I see wear the ankles and the clothes, and you're wearing that granny look. If you want to always look hot and sexy and good, start now by keeping your body in tight, keeping your mind in tight.
That's
all I got to say.
Yeah, we need to bring Bridget back for our health segment. Lauren, your thoughts about first of all, how you define well-dressed.
Yes, I was just going to say that one thing, Bridget, you were bringing up, like when you were speaking the first time, I was really thinking about the differences between trends, fashion, and style. I think the key thing that we need to be mindful, whether we're into fashion or not, is making sure that we have whatever we decide to be our signature style and keep with that. Because trends, like you said, will come and go. will wear one color one season, another color another season, but making sure that we know what our personal style is, whatever we want to put in front of people when we walk out of the door, then I think that will transcend everything. And I think that really comes with, that drills down to what you're talking about and being a well-dressed person. So I would say having classic pieces in your wardrobe that fit to your style, you will always be in your personal trend. So that has to do with that well-fitting blazer, those jeans or those trousers that work well with you, a t-shirt that you can flip in and out with those, with that blazer or those jeans or those pants, or a skirt. But having those key pieces that you have invested in that you can wear, like you said, from your college days to now, I think are what will always have you be a well-dressed person and will help you have a personal style. And I think we talked about the key parts in undergarments. I joke with my mom all the time about how when I was little, she always asked me where my slip was. And even when she sees me now wearing a suit, she asks me where my slip is. And I tell her, Mom, they're built into skirts now. But I still think that there are some times when we have to go that extra mile and make sure that we have the proper undergarments so we're presenting, again, that personal style and that best self.
Yeah. Bridget, thank you so much for sharing in the conversation.
Thank you all so much as well.
All right.
Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
You too. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Devon, thanks for hanging on, calling from District Heights. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you for having me on the show.
Sure.
I was listening, and first of all, I love the segment about fashion designing as a I'm a local fashion designer myself. I'm the owner of Breezewear Apparel, breezewearapparel.com. And one thing I noticed about the trends nowadays, like there's a shift going on. And one of the guests on the show tonight, they actually mentioned how there's a lot of individual designers coming up. And people are actually wearing a lot of individual designers. And what I noticed with the younger generation, even with kids going back to school and everything, they're really looking for different and looking for not the norm. And one thing I noticed about the fashion is that when you go with a Nike or go with a Jordan, as far as the sneaker department, this is like a comfort zone. Like everybody knows if I have a Nike or if I have a Jordan in my closet, that's a safe wear. You know, I'm always in style with that. But I noticed a lot of the younger kids are actually looking for different, comfortable, but yet different. And as a shoe designer myself with Breezewear, I offer shoes that are not just comfortable, but fashionable. And as a up-and-coming designer, I had to try out my apparel within the neighborhood, the communities and whatnot. And I actually donated my a few items that I have to the younger kids. And when they see it, they be like, yeah, that's something that I would wear. So the point I was just making, and I love the comment that the guest made with the up-and-coming independent designers, I believe that the younger generation, they're looking for something new, something different. And that's what's going on nowadays.
Okay. Well, Devon, thank you so much for your comment, and good luck to you. One of the things that I really did want to talk about was, and we talk about this all the time, and it just seems to me that people spend so much on the cost of their clothing, and yet they don't really spend much on the care of the clothing. And I think this goes more for, I don't know, women than it does for men. For men, let's talk about suits, for example. Men can't really, and I'm talking about well-dressed men or men who would like to think that they are well-dressed. You can't buy a suit without having it altered. It just doesn't work that way. But for women, you know, how do you, Lauren, get women to, if you're buying stuff off the rack, to get them, even though it may quote unquote fit, that to realize that things still may need to have some alterations?
Well, I think it's, I mean, I don't know about the term get them to realize that. I think every woman, like we were talking about before, when you come to have your own personal style and you own your own look, you have an idea of what you want to present in terms of like walking out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So I think understanding how, like one thing my mom always told me, if I put on a blazer and I button it, if I try to move my arms, if the whole jacket moves, even though it fits my body, it's not my size.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, you know, learning from, you know, I think learning from some of our aunts and our grandmothers and our mothers, like some of those things that are still in our head about fit are so important to have when we're going in the stores now, whether we really want something or not. So I think being mindful of some of those things that are important. And then also having that tailor, having that seamstress, a lot of our dry cleaners do that now, carrying around a steamer. Like I have a travel one that I can throw into my suitcase and then bring out to make sure my clothes look better than ironed when I go places. So having some of those small things around and at our disposal now, I think help us look our best selves.
Excellent idea. Excellent idea. And I would imagine those things aren't really that expensive, are they?
They're not that expensive.
Nope, not at all.
Just like everything else, you can get it on Amazon, right? So not, it's no ad, but, you know, you can find it and be able to throw that in your bag, just like you throw your makeup bag and everything else, that hosiery, those undergarments. So it's just another extra step that if you think about a well-dressed woman, you're like, oh, my God, she is bad. Like, she looks good. She probably took that extra step. Her suit is well. It fits her well. Her clothes are steamed. All her gold, her jewelry match. It's those types of things.
Now, Tanaya, let's talk a little bit about hair. Particularly for women of color,
mm-hmm.
I would imagine that, you know, right now there are no trends. It is whatever you want to do, and I say that from the perspective of it could be long, short, braids, weave down to your ankles,
yep.
Suede cut, Caesar cut, platinum. I thought I saw a lady with a Christmas tree the other day, and I was like, gosh, it really is early for Christmas, but it was her hair. And, you know, I mean, is there a trend for fall this year, or is it, like I've said, just do, like they say, just do you, boo?
So here's the thing. It's interesting because what you're describing is the trend, and I think it goes with what Lauren is saying as far as Fashion Week. The trend for Black women and their hair for the past year is celebrating being Black. So now you're seeing more of braided styles. You know, we're wearing cornrows and things like that, beads, all types of hair adornments, the froze, mm-hmm. your natural hair. I mean, everything, just all of the things that make Black women unique. Secondly, I would say the biggest trend, I'm actually at work right now, is hair color, red, coppers, and brown. So literally the colors that you're seeing outside with the leaves, those are the on-trend hair colors. Blonde, I think, is always going to be a thing, especially so striking against our skin. So blonde is never going anywhere, but red, coppers, and maybe like mahoganies, those are the colors that are really making the comeback for the fall, for sure.
You know what? Now that you mention it, I agree. And I think the light browns and the copper naturals, you know, the spiky natural afros.
Yep. It's like we have permission now to celebrate our Blackness. And so we're going to the extreme. We are going to the extreme, and I absolutely love every bit of it.
But you know what? At least in some cases, as in the example that I just used, I saw a sister over the weekend who had a spiky, curly, natural afro. It was kind of a statue.
Now, Harold, you know you just said three hairstyles.
But that's what it was.
What?
But hold on now. Hold on. But before you hand me, you know, another shade tree, it that's exactly what it. Imagine the crown on the Statue of Liberty. Okay, That's the spikes.
I'm following. Okay.
But in between the spikes, the natural, it was kind of curly, because that was the natural curly part.
Yes.
Okay. But it wasn't Shirley Temple curly.
Okay.
It was, you know, that kind of sheep's wool natural motherland curly. But it was that the light brown. You know, it was the wow thing.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't Jet Magazine. It wasn't Ebony. It was Essence.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know, it was that big art photograph that you always see in Essence Magazine. You know, the one where you turn the page. I'm talking about when you had the, not the one online, but the book where, you know, there's always that one picture where you just go, wow. You know, it was one of those. And I wouldn't have called that extreme. I would have called it fashion forward, but it was just sharp, sharp, sharp. And I think that whether it's fall or just any kind of season, you know, it was one of those, you know, slam on the brake before you rear in the car in front of you, stop traffic kind of hairstyles.
I love that you are acknowledging.
Where did you see her?
In D.C.?
I mean, were you at the supermarket? Were you walking on the street?
Driving, Florida Avenue.
On Florida Avenue, okay.
Yep, Florida Avenue. Just walking down the street, not minding my own business.
Well, I'll tell you this. As a black woman and as a hairstylist, I wanted to thank you for acknowledging that. Because to hear a black man really publicly acknowledge a black woman's beauty like that, especially about the hair, because that's not always, it's like I said, it's not as accepted as it is now. So that's something like black women struggle with that, struggle with wanting to have the hair that's going to get you the attention, or struggling with, you know, wanting to try that style that you've seen in a magazine that hasn't always been accepted. So I'm telling you, I appreciate you on a public platform expressing this, because we need that.
Yeah, let me digress just a little bit, but you know, my daughter, you know, my daughter, she's 23 years old, and when she was at Howard, and she's always, you know, done the comb and press thing, and when she was 19 and she said she wanted to cut her hair and go natural, what do you think, Dad? I said, go for it. Because I'm a fan. I've always been a fan of natural hair. That's just always. My mother's hair is probably a quarter inch high and wavy. And it's been like that since I was probably in fourth grade, and have always loved it. So it's just sharp. And it still is. And now it's naturally platinum silver and just sharp, sharp, sharp. And so I really think that, but it can be anything. And not to take anything away from, you know, the sisters who wear, you know, weaves. I'm not a fan. Don't like them. But if that's what you want to do, as I said, and I think the technical term is do you boo. But that's not my thing. But I do like, you know, personally, love it. So, and it can just look really, really sharp. And they should have the freedom. It's your hair. Do what you want with it. That, you know, that's my thing. Whether it's the fall or winter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely. You know, we had one more comment about that. And it's too bad she wasn't on here. We had Queen Aisha, the comedian, on the program and earlier this week, but she was on the phone. Always known for that big, bad, fluffy afro. Not the full Angela Davis, but it's like, it's just hard to describe. But it's always beautiful. That's my thing. So I'll come off my soapbox and get to the point, get back to our issue. Let us not forget the men during these last few minutes, Lauren. What do you think are the trends for, you know, for men going into the fall?
Well, two things I would say. One thing I think we talked about before has to do with knitwear. I think knitwear is big right now in terms of men and women. It's definitely unisex, but I would think like a well-fit cardigan and a preppy color, those different types of tones, oversized sweater vests are really big in knitwear. So I would definitely say that that's something big right now. And then also our suits just are looking different from the suited and booted when we were go to the office. Now our suits are more relaxed. Our pants are more wide on men. The jackets are more relaxed and in patterns. And you see more in corduroy coming up in jeans, some plaid. So I would just say like relaxed suits that look a little different. And also some good knitwear and sweaters are really big for men right now.
Tanea, I love suits. I'm a big suits guy. I love the different kinds of plaids. I know they've been around for a couple of years, but they still remain, the flat front suits. Mm-hmm. And, you know, thank goodness I still have some in my closet. I couldn't wear them 6 months ago. I can wear them now because, as I said, you know, my undergarment wear is made in the kitchen and in the gym. But I will say that the other thing that I find really fascinating is the stretch wear suits that seem to have more Lycra in them than natural material. Talk to me about that trend. I find that really fascinating.
Are you speaking of for men?
Yes, for men. Are you familiar with that at all?
I am not, but just the sound of it, I hate it.
Yeah, well, and maybe Lauren is because they have stretch material. They are more. There's more stretch material in them as opposed to wool silk or poly blends. They are.
It's more of the metrosexual look. I think that you're talking about where some of the pants are a little bit tighter around like the hip area, you have shorter cut in the ankle, and they stretch around the guy's body just a little bit more to show more form, but they're not as relaxed fit.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that I've seen a lot of that, and like, you know, the old saying, spandex is not for everybody.
It's not for everybody. It's not for everybody, and I think that. That trend will be, I think it's more of a younger trend that we're seeing transcend and continue around. I think it will kind of weed out, like I said, as we looked at more relaxed fit in suits and more, I think the quality of suit will always be important, but I think the stretchy type of suit that we're talking about now, my opinion is I don't think it'll stay around too long, but I think there's a place for it, like I said, with more of that metrosexual look. A lot of times guys wear it with like a turtleneck. So everything you can see, like their body more, which I appreciate as a woman, you know.
I bet.
But I think that, you know, I can't just knock it without saying that sometimes, you know, there's a lot of statuesque looks that we get from that type of fabric. But there's a place for everything, I would say, with that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things to look at, Harold, with that type of suit. So there is.
Yeah. Yes. I would imagine so. In the final minutes here, when it comes to fall fashion, Tanea, I'll start with you. Some final thoughts.
I'm sorry. Proper fit. Don't be afraid to play with color. And make sure you have the confidence to wear whatever it is you choose. That's going to be your biggest asset with any style. If you're comfortable in it, you're confident, it's going to show. Yeah, so you're confident, proper fit. Don't be afraid to try color and make sure you're comfortable.
Absolutely. Like the lady who called earlier. She wants to be sharp and sexy but still comfortable. Definitely makes sense to me. Lauren, some final thoughts from you?
The only thing I don't think we really got into, and probably because we're talking about fall, I would just say, because we said jackets, but statement coats will take you from the end of fall into winter. So I would say go back into your closet, pull out some of the ones you love, whether it's a trench coat, which will always be in style when it starts raining or it gets windy. We talked about plaid a little bit for suits, but plaid are always great with coats as well. So look at some with some of those bold prints. If you don't have it in your closet, your husband may have it in his closet you want to borrow, or you can get some great pieces from a thrift store, or look at some leather pieces. I think a great coat will take you, like I said, from fall to winter. So make sure you're thinking about that too.
Yeah, absolutely. And that makes so much sense. And to your point, you know, Lauren, from the beginning of the program, I think I will, as we make this, I'm going to follow your advice, as we transition from summer to the cooler months of fall, I am going to go way, way back into my closet and pull out my Flag Brother multicolored stacks and see.
Yeah.
You know.
I dare you to bring those out. I mean, right now we are recycling, we are reusing things. I mean, coronavirus showed us we have to value what we have. Pull out those boots. We want to see them. Pull them out.
Yeah, not going to do it.
I never owned any.
Looking out for it. Oh, okay.
We're looking at it. Right. Tag us on Instagram and we'll share it.
Yeah. No, I promise I won't do it. definitely not my thing. Lauren Yvette and Tanea Porter, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time and your expertise. Always good talking to you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. All right. Have a good night.
Keep looking good. That is the Daily Drum for this Friday, October 1st. For News Director Renee Nash, reporters Millette Green, Bramante Bryan, producer Candace Atkins, and engineer Bobby Adams, I'm Harold Fisher. Good night and have a wonderful weekend, everybody.